Thank you for joining us for our Daily Phil devotional. Take a moment to pray and ask God to prepare your heart to hear from Him.
Hey, this is Nate Keating filling in for Pastor Ryan Lundy with his devotional called When I Am Weak, He is Strong. Our culture loves the story of the underdog. Take your pick from Rudy, Karate Kid, Star Wars, or Rocky 1, 2, 3, or any of the other 5 movies of this franchise. It seems that in every generation, there's at least 1 or 2 retellings of this story. And if these heartwarming stories of triumph in the face of certain defeat seem too good to be true, it's because we've forgotten about the theological origin of this motif. We see it throughout Scripture, but we see it powerfully displayed in Mary, the mother of Jesus. Here she is, a virgin as young as 16, stating an obvious question to the angel's incredible message that she will give birth to Christ. How will this be, since I'm a virgin, she asks in Luke 1:34. While none of us have been in the exact shoes of Mary in giving birth by the divine power of God, you may have nonetheless found yourself in a similar position, in which God seems to promise or demand the impossible for you. God, how will this be? Don't you know who you're dealing with? If that's your default response, as it is mine, you're in good company. It's a question Moses asked of Yahweh when he was sent to proclaim to Pharaoh in Exodus 4:10. It's a question Gideon asked of the angel of the Lord when he was charged to liberate Israel from Midian in Judges 6:15. It's a sentiment Isaiah proclaimed when he was taken into the throne room of God in Isaiah 6:5. But the angel's response to Mary, as it ever is to you and to me, is this: when I am weak, limited, at the end of my rope, that's the very moment God's power and ability kicks in. This ends up being the very reason that he rejoices in picking the underdogs, the least of these, to accomplish great things. He doesn't have an arbitrary preference to weakness, far from it. Rather, he chooses those who are painfully aware of their, quote, humble estate, as it says in Luke 1:48, so he can take them on the wildest ride of their lives and use them to display his great power. A power that overshadows Mary's limitations just as it overshadows yours and mine. Your limitations aren't an obstacle for him to overcome. Rather, it's the very qualification he's looking for to display the wonders of his greatness, his goodness, and his grace. So if this is resonating with you, I'd love to just take a moment to pray for you. Lord, we thank you that your power is strong in our weakness. We thank you that it's not our weakness that limits you. And we thank you, Lord, that you can do the impossible. We thank you, Lord, that you choose us to be your people who proclaim your message and do your will. And I pray for anyone who is struggling with this, who feels like the underdog, who feels like, how could you call them? I pray, Lord, that you would give them hope. I pray you would give them vision. I pray that you would remind them of who you are, that you are strong in our weakness, and you are calling us to do your work and to do your will. In Jesus' name, amen. We'll see you next time.
Daily Phil Devotionals is a ministry of Emmanuel Faith Community Church. If you'd like to learn more about our church, read more devotionals, listen to our sermons, or give to our ministries, please visit efcc.org.